Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, pouring one out for the boys.
Hey gang, it's that time again where we tell you about Big Deal at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Fest, and all you bugalugs not in Melbourne get mad at us for the incessant ads for an event you can't come to. Well, here's a thought. Come to Melbourne. It's lovely. I'll even take you to my favourite place for coffee, the Auction Room Cafe in North Melbourne. Coffee dates aside, this year we've acquired the directing talents of Tom Walker and Demi Lardner from award-winning comedy, and also our sister show, BigSoftTitty.png. We're doing twice the number of shows this year, Friday and Saturday nights at 11 p.m. till midnight, and if you're worried about getting home after such a late night, don't worry, public transport around Mickef isn't garbage. Uberpool is a viable option with your fellow dickheads, and if you drive in, may I recommend parking at Federation Square. It's a bit of a walk from where we are, but it's fairly cheap and there's always spots. Plus, you can grab a late night burger and chips from Lord of the Fries as you saunter down Swanson Street, giddy from the exciting show you just saw where Jackson yelled at me about my inability to keep a pot plant alive or something. Tickets are available from our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, or just search Big Deal on the comedyfestival.com.au website. That's Big Deal at comedyfestival.com.au.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of Zombie Plagued Cholt. Previously...
As you approach, you can see that one of the Zentarum, you recognize them as Zentarum assassins specifically. These aren't mercenaries. This is a hit squad.
Let's go watch some dragon races then.
Dinosaur races?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Fine.
If it goes pear-shaped, you get to say I told you so once.
You're a fancy person.
I'm not a fancy person.
You're not a fancy person. This is why this is so surprising. Why are you so surprised that I'm surprised? This is weird.
It's not that weird. It's my handwriting. Flask.
Flask of wine and... Arta Simba are arm in arm, stumbling around, quite drunk. The Harpers are an organization dedicated to secretly working behind the scenes to try and ensure that we all live in a better tomorrow.
Well, it sounds positive.
It's a noble-ish cause, I suppose.
Tiffany, yes. You notice that three sharp-shot mercenaries have been following you since Wakanga's house. You can see that Arta Simba has been bewitched. His mind is being dominated.
I draw my rapier on the girl.
The mysterious woman who took control of Arta Simba's mind is trying to scarp her. Pop, it's your turn.
Zephyr Strike, Adam.
Yes. What about?
Question. How does?
Zephyr Strike...
Can I use it to catch up to her?
Your walking speed increases by 30 feet until the end of your turn. Your movement would be then... No, you couldn't.
Oh, you could spend your entire turn getting to her, but then that's your entire
turn. She'd move again.
Yeah. You'd just be chasing. Eventually, it would turn into a foot chase, which you have disadvantage at.
Question.
Yeah?
Can I move and carry Cooper Louie with me?
You can't, but tell you what you can do, because Zephyr Strike is a bonus action. You can cast Zephyr Strike. You give yourself you move 60 feet, so you're 30 feet away from her.
Yep.
And then when you're 30 feet away from her...
I can longbow...
Or you could chuck a fucking hammer.
Or I could throw my hammer at her like I did with that other guy. Hey, Adam.
Zephyr Strike gives you advantage on an attack, but the range of the hammer is shorter, so you'd have disadvantage, which just means it cancels out. You get one attack, but you do the regular damage plus a d8 force damage.
Adam.
Yes.
I'd like to Zephyr Strike and then throw my hammer at this lady.
You sprint up towards her. As you do so, heave your hammer at her. Oh, no. You miss.
No.
You critically failed. Do you have good boy cards?
I've used them all.
I've used all mine too. I'm so sorry.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to lose my hammer, aren't I?
Your hammer just goes flying. We don't know what's about to happen.
I'm so angry.
All right. It's not a big deal. Off target, as you throw.
I could have cast spike growth so she can't run as well.
As
yeah.
you throw the hammer, you... tumble forwards and break part of the splint on one of your legs. You will deal half damage for the next 1d4 plus 1 rounds. So for the next 4 rounds, you'll deal half damage because you're trying to compensate for that broken splint. which isn't the worst thing in the world, but you do miss, unfortunately. Then, at the end of your turn, you take 22 points of damage.
Fuck.
Unfortunately, Koopa Louie sprints, but he can't make it to her either.
Can he throw his spear?
He can. He hefts his... No, he... Oh, he can. Yes, no, he can barely heft his spear at her. But it's a disadvantage. He hits!
Yay!
Yay!
I'll play this Ace of Spades.
The only competent one in our team.
Koopa Louie brings her down. The spear strikes her through the chest and she collapses forwards. That was Koopa Louie's turn. It's Ardis and their turn. Ardis Sember, unfortunately, continues what he was doing last turn.
Oh.
So it wasn't her.
No, the effects of Dominate Person are that he just keeps doing the last thing she ordered him to do. She can mentally order as well, so she mentally ordered him to attack her. And unfortunately, until he throws off the effects of the Dominate spell, he will be doing nothing but attacking Tiffany.
So that's not good for me.
You're going to die soon.
Maybe right now.
Believe it or not.
You take 16 points of damage. Tiffany, you feel a sharp stabbing pain in your back, and everything goes black.
Fuck. We die a lot, Cass.
Oh my gosh, there's a healing potion in my bag.
The sharp shot mercenaries pop as you turn around. You see them, one of them spots that lady as she hits the ground, and he nudges the other ones. They lower their weapons and run away. The person,
to her or away from?
Away. They're fucking off. The person paying them is dead.
And they're mercenaries. I'm not going to go after them. She's down. She's not getting back up. Is that right?
Yeah, she's down as well. Tiffany, you... One success... No, I've been doing it I was going to do it 15 and above, but I've not been doing that this entire damn game. So you get one success. All right. And it's her turn. All right. Pop, what are you doing?
Well, Koopa Louie can deal with her. I'm going to turn back and
I'm going to... Do you say that to Koopa Louie? What do you say exactly to Koopa Louie? It's important.
Koopa Louie, make sure she doesn't get back up.
No, get him to bring the ring back. What are you doing?
Oh, wait. Stop. Bring the ring back.
Koopa Louie gives you a thumbs up.
He knows what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Great. I go to Ardis and I'm going to disarm him.
Okay.
And knock him out.
You can do one or the other. Which would you rather?
I'm going to knock him out.
All right. Oh, if you cast Zephyr Strike again, you can do that, but,
Yeah, I'll cast Zephyr Strike again.
Which means you get an extra force damage on one of these attacks, and that was a critical hit. Your first attack, does Zephyr Strike give you an extra attack?
No. I get three a turn anyway, and I get a fourth one on my first action.
Oh, because of this, you only make two attacks, not three.
Oh, there you go.
Because it uses your bonus action, which you use for your extra attack.
Bonus attack, yep.
So you only get two attacks, but one of them will deal an extra D8 force damage, and you get a movement speed of 60 instead of 30.
Hey.
Your first attack, you strike him round the head, or hang on, that's actually fine. Let me draw the card and see what you do. Are you using the hammer or the sickle?
I'll hammer him. I've always been able to pick that up and come back, I assume.
Rap on the knuckles, quadruple damage.
Broke his hand?
You do.
Missed his head.
24 points of damage to him. And then your second attack is also a hit. You slash at him, dealing another 8 points of damage. So that's 32 in total. Oh, Ardis Sember had another same throw at the end of his turn. God. Ardis, yep.
Shot's hilarious. He wasn't told to attack me. He was told to attack you, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep,
so he's not going to fight me. He's going to keep trying to hurt Tiffany.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tiffany.
Sorry.
It's Koopa Louie's turn. Koopa Louie tears that woman apart.
So get the ring back.
Yeah, but he's doing that as well.
Okay.
It's Ardis.
Well, she was bad. Where's that little dragon? Is it dead too?
Oh, the pseudo-dragon? Well, she didn't spend a turn doing anything with the pseudo-dragon. The pseudo-dragon's the pseudo-dragon knows it's not going to win this fight, so it's fucking off.
Good.
Tiffany, Ardis Sember lays into you.
But she's dead.
That's the last thing still dominated.
Yeah, but like, it can't hurt you anymore. Like, it can't...
Wait. Hang on, let me check to see, actually. You might be right, because she is now dead, so maybe the spell does end.
Very funny. He killed her, I punted, beat the shit out of him, and all of a sudden he was free from the spell.
No. She can't maintain the spell anymore. Ardis Sember collapses and starts vomiting.
I grab him by the throat.
He doesn't, I guess. Oh, no, he does resist that, actually. Artis Simbra slams you on the side of the head with the butt of his dagger.
Do I know that he's definitely back to normal?
He's struggling. You don't know.
Cool. I fight him.
Okay. Cool. Well, you and Artis are struggling with each other. Tiffany, you get a failed saving throw.
I don't know that he's not bad. He's just weirdly throwing up. It was weird, but...
It was weird. I am dying. I've died.
Cooper Louie comes back with the ring. As that's happening, Pop, you and Artis are rolling on the ground. Artis manages to get leverage for 1 second and dragging your hand off his throat. I'm okay!
All right, I stop. And then I go over and I make sure Tiffany's alive.
You got a 20. Tiffany, you come back on one hit point.
You're right, Horns.
Yeah, pass me. Where's my bag? I drink my healing potion.
All right. Is it, what sort of a healing potion is it?
Oh, it just says one healing potion.
Well, I guess it's just the most basic healing potion there is.
I think
it
was red or green.
It was red or green. Yeah, but you didn't say greater healing potion. You just wrote healing potion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't greater. It wasn't, I remember when we got them.
You get 10 hit points.
11 again.
You'll take another 44 hit points of damage.
But the fight's over.
Yep. Yeah, but you. That's not how it works.
Fuck, I hate everything.
You're on 11 hit points as well.
Well, I do lesser restoration. Does lesser restoration heal health or is it cure wounds? I never remember.
It doesn't. No, you need a healing spell.
Okay,
need-
so I level 2 cure wounds on myself.
Okay.
And I level 2 cure wounds on Tiffany.
Thank you.
You recover 10 hit points, Pop.
Yep.
And Tiffany will recover 15.
What the fuck was...
Artis Simbra pushes himself up against the wall. Cooper Louie is holding the ring, looking unsure around at each of you. Artis Simbra gestures for Cooper Louie to come over to him.
Who the fuck was that?
Artis Simbra shakes his head. He's holding like his neck where you were strangling him.
Don't fucking come for my people.
And he says... You say that?
Yeah.
Artis Simbra puts on the ring and says, I have no rightly idea. He slowly gets to his feet. I am your people.
Not right then, you weren't.
And you've never attacked me, like literally just now. He gestures to his broken and cut body.
I was attacking you because you killed her.
I don't care. He starts walking out of the corridor. Yes, you have a duty of care for her. But we have a duty of care to each other as well, as comrades. Or at least I thought we did. Artis Simbra turns around and walks away. Yeah, you can yell something at... Yeah.
Fuck you too, Simple.
No, come back. I forgive you.
Artis Simbra leaves.
Why is he upset? He fucking tried to kill us. I fucking hate him. Does he not know what he was doing? Is he even aware that it happened?
He is aware. You're not... You don't know.
Fuck him. I'm going to tell Dragonbait to choke him out. I'm going to go over to what Cooper Louie left of that girl.
What Cooper Louie left, yeah.
And just search her. Is she like dead or is she just unconscious?
On her body you find she wears no armor. She has a quarter staff, which is just a bit of wood, not worth taking. But you also find a crudely recorked spherical flask filled with a gloopy red potion. You identify it as poison.
Yeah, I take it.
Also on her body, she has a small diary.
Oh, we take the diary.
Yeah, we'll be needing to reading that.
Yeah, well, you know, I could have forgiven Artis for beating the shit out of you, but he was rude about it, so I'm not going to speak to him for a very long time.
If we ever see him again.
If I ever see him again. Well, we're all going to the temple, aren't we? Is he coming to the temple?
No, he left.
You don't know?
Cool, fuck him. Well, Dragonbait will be waiting for us, so...
He'll probably tell Dragonbait what happened. Well, his version of events anyway.
Mm. Well, he's got 3-1, so, you know. We continue on to the temple, Adam.
Okay.
You're right.
I think I'll be all right. God, that was bad.
That was pretty fucking bad. We're not being followed anymore, though, are we? I suppose not, though. they fucked off as soon as we knocked out their employer.
Mm. No paycheck, no work.
That's one good thing about mercenaries.
Yeah.
How are you, Cooper Louie? You all right, mate?
Cooper Louie does not look directly at you. He just nods.
Well, that's good.
You doing okay?
Oh, mate, never been better.
You get to the temple.
I mean, I have been better, though. Obviously.
Oh, fuck, experience.
Yes.
Yay, we leveled up. I'm going to play the Pokemon music again.
Yes.
Both of you get 499 experience points.
Oh,
you are one experience point off. I'm kidding. Oh. You both get 1,450 experience points. You both go up to level 8.
But that means...
All right, it's a really long theme. It's 36 seconds, and I don't think it's this long. Come on. Let's go. Hey.
Where's the sparkle at the end?
Are you fucking serious? Just slow fade it out? Ah, well, YouTube user, Matrix Mandible, fuck you. We leveled up.
You're level 8. The next time you have a rest, we'll go over your character sheet. We'll give you guys new powers and stuff like that. I'll find out if I need to print a new character sheet, because if I print a new character sheet, obviously you're going to lose all the notes that you've made on your current one.
That's right. We can add those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of my notes. I'm like, cool. I see I was taking really important notes for things that weren't important.
I've got a note that just says, Yolyerk doesn't exist. Fuck it.
I've got horse named Hank, and then I've drawn a little banner underneath that says, dead.
Oh, horse named Hank.
I've got a potion of heroism.
You don't have a potion of heroism. You have a gift of heroism that you've written it off as a potion for some reason.
That's from the Chewinger.
Oh, my God, I love Chewingers.
All right, let's go to this temple then. And is Cooper Louie annoyed with us, or is he just like, what the fuck happened?
Cooper Louie is, as always, inscrutable in his motives and thoughts.
I thought he liked us.
He's a mystery, our Cooper.
Cooper Louie's coming with you.
Yeah, exactly true.
I love our
He's
mystery.
Just like, what the fuck happened? Why did Arta Sibba try to kill Tiffany? And then crack the shits.
Understandably.
No.
It's just weird. Like, that's a weird time. There's no manual on how to process that particular set of emotions.
Better apologize. I'm never speaking to him again.
You go back to see the grandfather. Grandfather Zitembe, if anyone was curious.
Not especially.
Grandfather Zitembe, he seems ready for you, prepared. The place is empty, and the grandfather Zitembe, is standing on the other side of the pool facing away from you. As you approach the pool, he turns around and says, "Welcome again, huh? I have spoken with the guides."
And?
As you approach, he gestures for you to look into the pool. You gaze down and he says, "I have seen visions. Visions are of a city far to the south." He gently caresses the water and you see as well a vision of a city, an ancient and vine-covered city somewhere deep in the jungle. There's a malevolence hanging about it that you can sense even through this vision. A jungle city far to the south, yeah? Enclosed by cliffs and swarming with snakes.
What?
I see a black obelisk draped in vines. I dare not peer any deeper, though, yeah? I urge you to seek this city and its obelisk. I know someone who can lead you there, yeah?
And they're happy to help us?
No. No, this is an awful person in a dangerous place, yeah? But someone who can help you. Her name?
Adam.
No, it's not. No, it's not the woman you just killed.
No, is it Nanny Poo Poo?
No, it's not Nanny Poo Poo.
New person?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, new person. That's always scary.
He drags his hand through the pool again and you see a vision of a woman.
She doesn't look too scary.
Valindra Shadow Mantle, yeah?
Okay, her name's a bit spooky.
She lives in the heart of Ubtau.
The floating rock.
She is a member of an ancient and evil order of red wizards.
And she knows how to get to Omu.
She has servants scurrying about the city, Her or any of her servants can lead you there.
But?
But they are villains, awful creatures, who if they know who you are and know your journey and destination, they will seek to kill you, to strike you down. And you are not welcome, huh? Not welcome in the heart of Ubtau. A deep evil resides there now that they live there. But they can guide you through.
Can we guide ourselves using maps, directional thoughts?
You have already been shown the way, yeah?
Well, vaguely, I remember there was a snake involved. It was unpleasant.
You could, if you wanted to, find your way like that. It would not be easy, though, huh? Even with a guide, that place is dangerous. But if you were to brave the heart of Ubtau, that would be the hardest part done.
So all we need to do is get into a place where we're not welcome, sally up to someone who can't know where we're going, lest they kill us, and have them take us to where we need to go.
Which is a place invariably wickedly evil and full of things that also want to kill us and don't want us there.
Oh, it's just snakes.
All
who
parts...
do you think is in charge of the snakes? Don't joke about snakes.
Oh, fine.
All paths that lie before you are dangerous. The only safe path is to get off the trail.
Well, that's not an option. Thank you very, very much for your help today.
Grandfather, before we go, just wondering, during our travels, and because the path before us is going to be inherently dangerous, apparently, I may have run afoul of a few things that have caused my overall well-being to dip.
I see the sickness within you, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not a well man. You don't happen to know or have the capacity or know of anyone who does have the capacity to restore my good fortune.
No, I am sorry.
It's fine. I don't even want it, so it's okay. Just asking.
Oh, that's sad.
All right, all right, I guess we are between a floating rock and a hard place.
Gallo's humor's wonderful.
All right.
Well, I suppose we should head back. We've got a boat now. The boat can take us.
You go see Zendar?
Yeah, we go see Zendar to get our boat.
Yeah. We'll get our boat.
Meet our captain. Ooh. So, Adam, our options are find our own way there. Very hard, difficult, could die. Option two, go to the heart of Ubtau and get people who hate us and want us dead to help us find a place that they don't want us to find.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. I reckon we do that second one.
Well, I mean, if we're offering our services, maybe we can escort? Maybe we can say that we're trying to get into the Red Wizard thing. We want to intern with them or something like that. I don't know. I was an apprentice for a while, so.
Righto. Intern with, look.
Well, it's an apprentice.
It's not a bad theory. We can try.
Oh, thank you. Suppose. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm fresh out of other ideas, so.
As soon as you get onto the harbour ward, you are approached by a gnome, a female rock gnome. So she has like rocky coloured skin, green hair that's slicked back over her head.
Cool.
She sounds cool.
She reaches out a hand for whoever is leading your little party. Well, hello there. My name's Autumne Swift and Dark.
Autumne.
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 Autumne. Autumne.
Autumne Swift and Dark.
Autumne.
Swift and Dark.
Potman Wren.
This is my first mate. She gestures to a hulking man behind her. Taller than you, Pop. Looks like he might be part giant.
I love this pairing so much of a little captain and a big man.
This is my first mate, Grig Ruddle.
Lovely to meet you, Grig. Lovely to meet you, Autumne. My name's Tiffany.
I'll be your captain. You can just call me Captain. You can call me Captain Autumne, or you can call me Man.
Nice to meet you, Captain.
She gestures for you to follow her. Please, come. We'll be sailing. You'll be sailing. We will be sailed aboard the Brazen Pegasus today. A sloop, a quick one at that as well. Need worry not for pirates. We're faster than the lot of them.
Brilliant.
Handy. Also, this is Cooper Louie.
Ah, yes. I was told to expect a plant creature.
He's a good fella.
Yes. Are you all for now?
No, there's a couple more still to come. They're gathering supplies.
All right, then. Will they be meeting us here?
Yes, that was definitely the plan we made before we set out today.
Definitely, yes. Everyone was going to meet us at this here ship, which we knew we were getting.
All right, then. So, this is my crew. You already know my first mate, Greg Ruddle. And here are my six sailors. Top.
As in?
T-O-P.
Yeah, okay.
The thing you wear.
Okay.
Hat.
Mm. Oh my gosh, Adam.
Shoe.
Adam. You can't make me love these people when they might die, Adam.
Pants.
Oh, no.
Gloves. And Sunday night.
Yes.
Sunday night?
Oh.
Yes.
Top, hat, shoe, pants, gloves, Sunday night.
Yes. They each nod in turn as their names are said.
Are they all gnomes?
No, they're various ethnicities. Top and hat are human.
Yep.
Shoe, pants, and gloves are halflings.
Is Sunday night?
Sunday night is an elf.
Oh, I thought Sunday night would be a tabaxi.
No. You know what? Actually, that makes more fucking sense. Sunday night is a tabaxi.
Did we want to check in with the harbour master about the pirates thing? Or do we just not want to fucking don't worry about it?
We never promise anything.
No. Also, it was Artis's idea, and he's fucked off like a big dickhead.
He's gone.
Where are we headed?
We're going south.
South?
Pretty far south, actually.
Well, do we know where the heart of Ubtau is?
We've seen it. Yeah.
I think the cleverest way to do this is we'll take you north out of the Bay of Chult. We'll go around the Shining Sea, itching towards Kitchener's Inlet. Then we'll sail down the river as far as we can there. And if possible, we'll try to get you to Khur Sabaal. Khur Sabaal is a city inhabited by a Raka, bird people. It's a friendly settlement. You'll be able to stay there, probably, hopefully, depending on how the birds feel. But you certainly won't be attacked by the birds. That'll get you quite close to where you need to be.
It's a welcome change. So that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Now, I hope you know to get out of the Bay of Chult, we're going to have to give tribute.
Sure. How much and who to?
It depends what they feel like.
Well, I hope they feel like something we have.
All right, you clearly are not in the know on this one.
No.
So let me explain to you. There's a dragon turtle in the bay. All right?
Oh, no, I do know this. And when it lifts up, that's how the thing comes up and down. I think you've told us this before.
No, this is something else, my friend. The dragon turtle is named Aramag.
Right.
Aramag.
We're probably related.
Aramag demands tribute to those coming in and out of the bay.
You have had to pay it on the way in.
No, I haven't. I've never driven my own boat.
Fair enough.
I believe you were teleported here.
How did I get here? I'm from here.
Actually, you... Oh, fickle. Yeah, no, you know about this.
Oh, fuck. Dragon.
There's a gigantic... Here, I got a picture for you.
Holy shit. It looks like a gigantic snapping turtle made of ocean.
Yeah, it's not a friendly turtle.
As we leave the bay, it's going to rise up and it's going to hassle us.
What does it normally want?
It wants a tribute. Depending on how it feels on the day, I suppose, it's going to ask us for money, for gold. We're going to be giving it a lot of money. Or you're going to be giving it a lot of money.
We don't have a lot of money. I only have 28 gold. Is that enough?
How much gold? Is that all you have? You don't have precious gems? That's it?
Oh, hang on.
We're not leaving the bay without doing this.
I've got an ingot. I've got a couple more things of gold. I've got an amulet.
I found another 28 gold. I forgot about that. We've got a double
Caesar.
The
only way you can get in or out of the bay without it hassling you is to be flying Candanese sails. They don't take too kindly to the turtle, and they've tussled with it in the past. I imagine they've won, because it doesn't bother our hand on these ships, none, but it will come after us.
Hey, Horns. You reckon you get your hand on some Candanese sails?
I reckon there's no harm in borrowing them.
I think we need more than Candanese sails. We need a Candanese ship. Don't get me wrong. As much as I would like to not have to pay this tribute, we need several big, powerful ships. We're but a small sloop. She gestures over to the Candanese ships. Sure enough, they're proper frigates. They're large, massive ships, sturdy, way bigger than your little sloop here.
Well, maybe we just speak to the turtle and ask if this is enough.
How much do you have?
I've got 56.
I reckon I've got enough to make up the shortfall. What's the ballpark we're talking about here?
I don't think I've ever gone past for less than 150.
Ooh.
We do have an ingot.
I can make it work.
What?
I can make it work.
We didn't pick up that much loot. How do you mean?
We picked up a lot of loot. I've got two pools of 60 gold we picked up as loot. That's 100.
Oh.
And 20.
Oh, okay. Well, we do have enough then. I forgot. Must have forgotten about those.
Got a lot of gold down here.
Yeah, you hid a lot.
Oh, I also remembered. I've got like 90 gold from that body I found and told no one about.
Yeah. Let's go meet this turtle.
We gotta wait for our friends first.
I'm sorry, I'm just really excited.
It's okay. It's all right. Hold your horses.
Could we have maybe a kip on the boat?
Yeah, there's no real underdeck. Oh, there is, but it's a cargo hold. You'll be sleeping on the deck of the ship as we go. But that's okay, because if elements are against us, we have a tent that we can unfold. But that's the most cover you're going to get.
I've got this. It's all right. I point to Michelle.
So you do.
So while we're waiting for the others to get here, I guess we rest.
Yeah.
Have we a sneaky little level up, maybe.
Yeah!
Woo!
Get some cool tricks! Welcome to level 8, Pop.
Woo!
Your total hit points are 102.
Is it actually more than that?
It should be more than that, yeah.
That is fucked, though. 102 is a... Okay, if I was able to find a powerful cleric who could restore my permanent hit point damage, what would I be looking at, Adam?
It should be 112, but you have
10 days worth of... Yeah. 102, that is pretty good.
You get a ability score improvement.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
So you get 2 points. You can put them anywhere. You want to try and keep even numbers. So turning an 18 into a 20 is worth more than turning it into a 19.
Fuck it. This has made me a big old angry punching boy. I'm going to put 2 more into strength.
Perfect.
Your strength is 20, which is the maximum it can be without magic.
Cool.
Oh, do you get another extra attack? I think you get another extra attack. Yep. So now you attack normally 4 times around.
My first round...
5.
That is very nice.
You've got a higher bonus to all your attacks and damage as well now. Instead of +4 damage, it's +5 damage. +8 to hit instead of +7. So you're doing everything just a bit better and you've got more attacks.
Nice.
And now a quick word from our sponsor. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that we could hear Jackson or Zamet waxing poetic about video games they've played and give them a score based on a frankly baffling rating system I refuse to understand, then do I have news for you. Thumb Cramps is a show by Jackson, Zamet, Dusher, and occasionally Cass, where they, as my dad calls it, ignore Total Overdose, the most pivotal game of the early 2000s. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad keeps calling them total hacks, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Thumb Cramps. Tiffany, your total hit points are 64 now.
Ooh.
And, yeah, what are you putting it into, sorry?
Strength and constitution.
All right.
They're now +2 and +1.
Well, that means that your sneak attack is now a little bit more effective, and that will actually... Oh, that should have upped your hit points as well. So your total hit points are actually now 72.
Oh, hey!
That's a big jump.
You get to learn a new spell.
Hey!
So...
Is there something that can help me sneak?
So, if you wanted to try and be more stealthy, Misty Step. Briefly surrounded by a silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that you can see.
That's what that chick did when she ran away.
It didn't work,
Mirror
though.
Image. 3 illusionary duplicates of yourself appear in your space until the spell ends.
Yes.
The duplicates move with you and mimic your actions, shifting position so it's impossible to track which image is real.
I'll take that one.
You want that one?
Yeah, mirror image.
There might be like invisibility is also an option.
I can't think of when that would help. Stop! I hadn't finished.
Sorry, go on.
Look, it might help when I'm like being attacked and stuff. Yeah, oh, fine. Invisibility.
You can bullied into taking invisibility.
Take mirror image if you want. I don't mind. That was just very funny. Great line. I can't think of when invisibility would ever help me.
Like okay, here's the one I'm thinking about. Us fighting. In a fight, duplicate's going to be more helpful because as soon as I attack someone, they know where I am.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But if I get to the stage that I often do where I am dying, maybe hiding and not being seen would be good.
It's up to you. Either are
mirror
good.
Image. I'm mirror gonna image? Do mirror right. image.
I know you wanted mirror image, and that's you. Get a good boy card for not succumbing to peer pressure.
Thank you.
Pop, yes. You gain another ability called Land Stride. Starting at 8th level, moving through non-magical difficult terrain costs you no extra movement.
Oh, wait, my difficult terrain is magical.
You can also pass through non-magical plants without being slowed by them and without taking damage from them if they have thorns, spines, or a similar hazard.
Hey.
In addition, you have advantage on saving throws against plants that are magically created or manipulated to impede movement, such as those created by the Entangle spell.
So basically, when we walk through the jungle, I'm going to be better at walking through the jungle.
Yes, you will not be impeded by harsh undergrowth like others might. It's cool that all of your abilities are around you moving better.
Considering one of the biggest things I copped was my legs don't work.
Yep.
Well, leg, and I lost my tail, which I forget about on the reg.
Yeah, wow.
It's only a little tail.
It's like all of your abilities are trying to compensate.
That's good.
Sorry, I just need to double check.
What you're doing is you gave me something good and now you're taking it away, Adam?
Yes.
Ah.
No, sorry, I was incorrect. You still have the same number of attacks.
3.
Yes. 3 attacks. Sorry, my mistake.
I was going to say, 5 was insane.
If you were a fighter, you might have been able to do something like that. But as a ranger, you will only ever get 1 extra attack.
That's okay.
All right. And you guys are at level 8. So what's the plan here? What's your go? What's your game plan? If you're taking a Candanese ship, you're taking a Candanese crew and everything like that. You're not sure what consequences that might necessarily have or anything like that. You don't even know if there would be consequences, but you do have this ship chartered.
You just Wait. Have to pay a tax to leave.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we have the money to go, I don't think it would be too much of an ask. If we just have our own ship, then we get our own crew, the turtle's happy.
I don't have to put up with the Candanese.
Yeah.
You currently have Quasha. Oh, no, sorry, Koopa Louie, but you don't have Quasha and you don't have Dragon Bait.
Or Flask of Wine.
Or Flask of Wine. I forget. So oh. What's the plan?
What I would do is we don't have to leave right now.
Obviously, you don't have Artisan.
Why yes. don't we take a little, you know, a bit of a...
Oh, a bit of the old... bit of a... yeah. Hang on. No, what's the snoring noise? Oh, it's a snore and then a whistle. I can't whistle. Yeah, that's the one. That's the sleeping noise. I just realized the one I was making was hyperventilating.
But we should go have a nap in all seriousness because we're a bit banged up.
Yes, we'll have a sleep and then wait for our friends to come back with the food. All right. It's like we're getting ready for a party.
Yeah. And Dragon Bait will come back and so will definitely Arda Simba.
Oh, yeah. They'll be back.
I'm so angry at him for stomping away.
How dare he? You're
well,
right.
No. How dare he? Because, like, I didn't know he was under a spell. I mean, no, sorry. I didn't know he was no longer under a spell.
Oh, no. You said something real bad, though. You said something that set him off.
I also choked him.
No, but it's not. Sometimes it's your words, not your actions.
No. Pop's only actions. Anyway, I'm angry at him for making me feel bad.
When you arrive back, Wakanga and Lady Ware both question what happened. They seem quite concerned over you.
What do you mean what happened? We're fine.
You come back covered in gore.
Oh, right.
It's not ours, don't worry.
I mean, some of it might be.
Yeah.
A lot of it is yours. We're both badly wounded.
I'm sorry for lying. I didn't want to make you worried.
Lady Ware fusses over both of you
a
little bit.
I like it.
I hate it. But secretly like it.
I'll try and take up as much of your fussing as I can.
Then make sure that you are bathed and have your wounds tended to. Wakanga calls a physician. There's no magical healing, but he just... The physician... I said it right the first time.
The doctor man.
The doctor man. Looks you over and makes sure that you're just healthy otherwise, but there's nothing he can do other than to say to let it, like, nature take its course or whatever.
We should go to bed.
All right.
Yes.
Over the course of the day, Quasha, Flask of Wine, and Dragon Bait return. As they return, you think that Koopa Louie maybe intercepted them, and they seem to know what happened, and so you have a very awkward dinner.
during which at one point a servant comes in, speaks with Wakanga, who at this point Wakanga and Lady Ware presumably also know anything you haven't told them.
I told them absolutely nothing. My response to what happened was, got in a bit of a scrape.
Did you say anything, Tiffany?
I would have been exactly honest about exactly what happened.
Which was?
Okay, well, I will tell everything that happened, and when it comes to the little the little tiff that
you also don't know about all the people I killed at the warehouse because you weren't there.
No, all right. Well, obviously, I don't say anything about that. But when I get to the tiff that you and Artis had, I try and be as sort of fair as possible. As you know, well, I mean, I can understand why. I mean, Papa just seen me get attacked, and he seemed to want to help. That, and Artis is obviously attacking everyone because of the ghost thing happening in him, and but then Artis was obviously getting attacked by Pop, and it didn't end very well. They just had a bit of a fight. I don't know where Artis is. I hope he comes back.
At some point, like I said, a assistant or a servant comes in during dinner, whispers to Wakanga, and Wakanga gets up, leaves with the servant, comes back, and he and Lady Ware share like a knowing glance. And then he whispers with Dragonbait. Dragonbait gets up, leaves with Wakanga forever. And they're gone for a little while before finally, if none of you are doing anything, it's like maybe half hour.
We're eating dinner, yeah?
Yeah.
I am aggressively, deliberately, meticulously ignoring everyone in the room, including Tiffany. But I am using all the cutlery correctly.
Tiffany, you are shocked at
I noticed.
Pops. Yeah, you've lived in high society. You know this sort of stuff. You are shocked at the accuracy with which Pop selects from his 12 knives and 6 forks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and
zero mistakes.
6 soup spoons and 4 other spoons.
Adam, I would like to have one of my soup spoons have been put in the wrong order, and I actually swap the order around so that it is correct.
He does so. He knows that it's not arranged by length or by metal type. It is, in fact, arranged by the letter on the back of the spoon.
Do I know that level of intricacy about high society, having lived
You know a little bit. You know enough to spot that Pop obviously has basically what would amount to formal training.
Okay, well, I look at that. Pop will not meet my gaze.
Absolutely. So I'm busy eating.
I cannot.
Oh, it's very, like, I'm very delicate with the cutlery, but the eating is disgusting.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
One denies that.
I look at the juxtaposition. I think back to you saying that you were taught by the Church of Gregory Bones, and I sit with that info because there's nothing else I can do.
If no one... Oh, and Tiffany, are you doing anything?
Part of me feels a bit competitive of needing to keep up with Pop, but as everyone's being taken, I keep a bit of an... I do nothing. Like, I'm sort of... I'm aware of what's happening, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Can I? Or just not really. Or it's not obvious. I don't do anything. I don't want to rock the boat as twere, but I do want to know what's happening.
Well, when the servant first comes in and leans in to speak with Wakanga forever, you don't speak Chultian, so you don't really understand what's being said because it's in a foreign language. Yeah.
And I'm not paying attention.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe I'm paying attention, but just pretending I'm not.
And then when Wakanga comes back in to grab... Oh, who does he grab? Sorry.
Lady Ware and then Dragonbait.
Yeah, he grabs Dragonbait. When he leans in to whisper to Dragonbait, maybe someone like knocks over a cup or something like that. There's like a clattering and you're unable to hear what was said. And the significant look that he gives Lady Ware, unfortunately, he's like behind you when he does that to Lady Ware. So you're kind of perfectly positioned and in a place where you can't really, you know something's happening, but you can't pick up on exactly what is going down. Eventually, after half an hour, if no one does anything, with Wakanga and Dragonbait gone, Quasha stands up and leaves the room.
Quasha?
Quasha turns, yes?
Where are you going?
I'm just going to check on Wakanga and Dragonbait.
Okay, is dinner done?
No, it's in its third course.
Is the third course a hot meal?
The third course is a spiced dragon meat.
I keep saying
dragon when I meant to say dinosaur. Spiced dinosaur meat.
Yes, the traditional 7 draconian courses. The next one will be something from the sea, maybe.
They're going through all the different Cretaceous periods.
Okay, and this is the third. Is this the third meat course I've had?
It would be, yes. Well, they've all been mixed so far.
Okay, no, I do you want some help?
Quasha, you see his eyes glance towards Pot. He looks back at you and he says, you can come if you want.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll come with him.
You walk out of the dining hall and into a long corridor that leads to the opening atrium. When you're halfway down the corridor, you can see ahead of you, there's Artisimba, Dragonbait, and Wakanga are chatting in the atrium. Artisimba is leaning up against an indoor fountain and has his arms crossed, a very sour expression on his face. And Wakanga is like, Artisimba is talking in a hushed, angry tone, and Wakanga is talking in like just a hushed tone. As you approach, you can hear it because they're not, it's, you know, like shouting, whispering.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. Yeah. Good example.
Well done, Cass.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Artisimba is slowly being calmed down by Wakanga. You can tell. Artisimba is angry about the obvious thing, the thing he got mad about earlier today, Pop. But Wakanga is trying to console him. And you hear a lot of conversation of, maybe as you're approaching, you hear Kanga say the exact words, well, we can't work with nice people all the time, can we?
Okay. I feel like Quasha has, at this point, a better relationship. Has Quasha stopped or is Quasha still
Quasha's still walking.
I walk with Quasha. Right. I walk with Quasha, but if Quasha stops at any stage, I stop with Quasha.
Quasha walks until he's part of the little circle that's in the atrium.
I also join.
Wakanga is trying to convince Artisimba to remain in the party.
Oh, Adam.
You can see in the argument that they're having, Artisimba, like his brain, he knows that Wakanga is making a very good point that you all have the same goal. You all want the same thing ultimately, which is the destruction of Raznazi and to put a stop to what's happening here in Chol. And that all of this would be easier if you worked together, because as a group, you stand a better chance than as individuals. Artisimba obviously understands that. But Pop has been very aggressive to him from day one.
I'm very aggressive. Just to be fair, he's not special. There's only one person that Pop likes, and that's not even Pop.
Artisimba, actually, I'd make you roll for that. No, yeah, you have enough insight into other people or into Artisimba to understand that Artisimba kind of wants to be, because this is about his wife. He wants to meet his wife again. Artisimba wants to be convinced of this. He's just slowly letting Wakanga calm him down.
Artis, we really do want you on our team. Please? I mean, Wakanga's right. We all want the same thing.
With your help, you're able to soothe Artisimba and get him to a point where he will acknowledge that, yes, he needs your help and you need his. Wakanga says, maybe he doesn't say it there, but he needs your help. He will never say that, huh? Never ask him to say that to you. Yeah, but he does.
Honestly, he really does. He will never say it. He just won't, never will, but you have to believe me. We all need you so much. He would be so dead if not for you, please.
Artisimba slowly calms down. And the conversation starts shifting towards, Quasha asks maybe, because there's like a quiet moment.
Oh, but in that quiet moment, I give him a hug.
Artisimba like half hugs you back.
That's fair. He's been through a lot. Like it hardly hurts.
It's like he doesn't want to hug you, but he doesn't want to hurt your feelings at the same time. That sort of a hug, you know?
I mean, that in alone is just so nice. I rarely get that. But it's still, you know, it half hurts. Half hugs, half hurt.
In that quiet moment, or after that, to break the quiet moment, Quasha asks, do you know who that woman was? And Artisimba shakes his head. I haven't the foggiest. I assume, well, obviously, she was after the ring. One of many people to do so.
Should we get back to dinner?
Artisimba doesn't say anything. And Quasha answers instead. Maybe Artisimba should just go straight to Artist, I hope you don't mind. Maybe it'll just soothe things if you... Artisan finally says, straight to bed? Yes.
Do you want me to bring you some food?
Wakanga says, no need. I'll have someone bring, eh? Unless...
Okay, that makes more sense. I'm like, weird for him to be answering on his behalf. But no.
Everyone goes back to dinner, I guess.
Yes, is my dinosaur meat cold?
No, it's still warm.
Oh, yes.
Okay. They put a little, what do you call it, the shield thing cloche. They put on food? Is that what it's called, the cloche?
Yes.
They put one of them on it. It's still warm.
Oh, oh my God, I lift it up.
You got to be careful. It came on a hot plate. Cass looked so actually excited
about
that.
I was. Okay, I opened the cloche. I get nice steamy smell. I eat the rest of my meal.
It's a meat heavily bathed in soy sauce.
Oh, that's probably good.
It's delicious. It's a Swedish meat.
Soy sauce stegosaur.
Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Hey, Stegosaurus!
Hey, I'm a Stegosaurus over here.
As we're eating, what, maybe the fifth meal at seven, yeah?
Mm.
So like...
I said it was seven.
Sure, whatever.
It's seven and the last two would be desserts. So as we're eating the last main one, and it's like a savory.
No, it's a draconic seven course. The last course is a savory entree.
It's three meat meals.
Yep.
One soup meal. One dessert meal. Then another meat meal. And to finish it up, as tradition in Chult, a joke meal. The joke meal is, you know those Flintstones giant eggs?
Yes.
They bring out an actual giant egg laid by a dinosaur. They hard boiled it, they crack off the top, and everyone together with spoons eats.
That's not funny, that's beautiful.
The joke meal is more of a strange meal, huh?
Oh, like how a parody isn't always funny.
Yeah.
That wasn't even in character. That was just me being cheeky. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Parody isn't always funny. No, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Never mind. Anyway, before the joke meal, I sort of, Pop and I are sitting next to each other, yeah?
Yeah.
Sick. I do not look up from my plate, but I say, Pop, Artis has decided to stay and you cannot ruin this because we need him.
When you say that, everyone goes very quiet.
Oh, I'm not that loud.
You try to whisper.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
The meal continues as usual.
I didn't make him leave and I didn't make him come back.
And you won't make him leave again.
Only because you're asking.
Oh, that feels very nice. That's a very nice thing for a person I love to say to me.
You're using the wrong spoon for your joke meal, though.
What?
Fuck, I hope so. Oh, you are absolutely using the wrong spoon. You look down and you see you absolutely have mixed up one of your soup spoons and your egg spoons.
I pick up the other spoon and, again, without looking at Pop, I'll say, one day I'll find out who you are. Or I'll die like this.
Those are the options.
I give you a look, put down my spoon, stand up, politely bow to the chef and waitstaff, push my chair in and go to bed.
He does a good job.
I stare into the egg. There's nothing for me in that egg.
With an uneasy alliance re-established between Artis and Pop, can Tiffany keep them from each other's throats? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.